Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
The sensory deprivation sounds quite intense.
It's very strange. It's intense, but it's after a few days you get actually quite into it. So what happens is your whole life unravels in 7 days. It's like a slow drip ayahuasca experience or bufa or something like that. A slow drip. By about day 3-4 is when the melatonin builds up to a level where you start to lucid dream. You don't know what's real and what's a dream. And you don't know what's night or day. It's very, very strange concept. And then what happens is your brain thinks it's dead and you start to die inside, the ego death. And your life starts to unfold, unravel. And all the scenes like from your life, the highlights of where you've not resolved situations start to unravel themselves. And then you karmically clear each one in the dark. So I'll tell you what actually happened. Like right before I was going to go in, I had a relapse of the ulcerative colitis.
Oh, no. So, I remember that from the first episode. That was the birthplace of the renegade pharmacist and everything.
Yes. Yeah, and it came back like hours before. And what I realized this was, well, I didn't realize this straight away, but the teacher, my very dear friend, Shashi Saluni, she said, I said to her, I don't think I can go in now. Like, I'm shitting blood again. She just turned around and stared and looked at me in the eye and said, this is a ghost apparition of this disease for you to karmically clear it once and for all in the dark. And then I looked at her and I was like, okay, I'm in. So I went in. The first 2 days, I'm like profusely shitting blood. And you can't find your way to the toilet, right? It's so difficult. You mainly use ropes to get around and padded surface on the floor. And if you go off slightly, you're lost. But the thing is, when you're shitting yourself, right, literally, you're in panic mode. So your neocortex, your thinking brain is shut off. So you just lose track of everything. You go into panic. Now, they say the souls connect in the dark, right? They meet you in the dark. The right soul will connect. So it's a group thing. Okay. So there was this one lady who happens to be a functional medical specialist, one of the top ones in Arizona, and her specialty is gut health. So bizarre. And she kept finding me in the dark and taking me to the toilet. Can you believe that? We're like brother and sister now. We're like super close. So strange, right? So Judy, Dr. Judy.
Even
so,
that she was there at the retreat that you were on. It's like, buzzing. Sorry, yeah. Please continue.
Yeah. And then after a few days, I thought I was going to maybe even die in there. It was that intense, the comeback. But then 3 days into it, like I started to have the transformation started to happen, like when the life starts unraveling. And she's doing these very powerful, like tantric breath practices to lead us through this journey. And then the last couple of days is called, it's like the death day. This is when things started to get really crazy. So now you're like full blown hallucinating, right? Like you don't know what's dream world and what's real world. And I remember this one dream so profoundly, it'll blow your mind. So what happened was, I suddenly went into this vision where I'm climbing up this mountain, right? And I'm totally knackered. I'm so tired. I'm like gonna die, like with exhaustion. It was so intense. And I'm climbing up. And then I hear this really loud Dutch voice go, "We've gone too far." I'm like, what? And I knew then it was Wim Hof saying, "We've gone too far." Like, and Wim Hof doesn't say we've gone too far, ever. If he says we've gone too far, it's over. That's it. It's done. There's no way back. So I felt his fear in his voice. And then the most insane fear just came over me, like a wash of fear, adrenaline, where I was just like completely and utterly, like, I was like sweating inside
pure
the
fear
tree.
And adrenaline.
Pure fear and shaking, right? And then I slip and I start to fall back. And I'm like, now it's so real. Like I'm falling back and I fall back on the snow like this and hit my back. And this hand comes out to grab me and I missed his hand. So I fall back, but I haven't fallen that far. And then I look up and it's Wim and he starts laughing his head off going, "We made it to the top. Yeah. And we're now at the top of Everest and I'm freezing my butt off." Right. And we're like, yes. And then I start laughing and he starts laughing in this lucid dream. And I start laughing, bellow laughing. But because I've still got symptoms of colitis, the laughter makes me profusely fart really bad. So it sets off the guy next to me big time. And he starts hysterically laughing. Then it sets off a chain reaction of hysterical laughter in the whole retreat. And for about an hour solid, everyone's in complete, utter stitches, like cracking up. And this was the ultimate reprinting of fear that I've ever had. Because what I realized happened, why I got the disease comeback, was because what happens, right, to us throughout our life, certain events happen to us that create memories that are like imprints, that are programs that tells us how to behave in the future to protect us, to stop us from getting into unsafe situations again. So what the darkness retreat signifies is going back to the womb, right?
So I was going to say, it seems like an embryonic experience to the nth degree, because I remember even just like going for an hour in those little flotation tanks feels embryonic. You're there for 7 days, seven nights.
Yeah. It's embryonic, right? People do it much longer. So I feel that what happened was I went back to a moment that my body was familiar with. It was when I was in my mum's room. And I know that my mum, because she had a very bad relationship with my dad, and my dad's parents and stuff, she was in a lot of fear when she had me, right? A lot of unconscious fear. And this obviously imprinted. And I always had a crazy fear of the dark. And even bedwetting was a problem for me until quite old, like 9, 10 years old. Intense fear of the dark. I could not sleep on my own. I was so scared of the dark, right? So going into the darkness retreat is like a major trigger for, I think, all the fear and trauma that I had as a young child, because it was very abusive, that what happened, and there was a lot of Udin moments. I'll tell you about Udin moments and that happened to me in that moment. And so an Udin moment is a checklist you can use to identify a trauma situation, right? So Udin stands for unexpected, right? So we just went through an Udin moment collectively as a species just a few years ago, right? With COVID. Unexpected event, it's dramatic, right? These sounds are dramatic. So, you know, like think of all the news stories that we're getting bombarded with every day. It was extremely dramatic, right? Unexpected, dramatic. I stands for isolating. So it's only you. Only you feel alone. It's like only happening to you. So what happened with COVID? People locked on their own, locked down. You know, a lot of people felt like, or when they got sick, it was just them on their own. Social distancing, all of that, right? And no strategy, N. Like, you know, 2 weeks to find the curve turned to 2 years. Couldn't trust any politician, any official. It was super militant the way the whole thing went down. So nobody knew who to trust anymore. You know, if you didn't believe in the narrative, you're a conspiracy theorist, and there's so much polarity going on. So, we all collectively as a whole race went through an Udin moment, right? And these are dramatic memories that create imprints in our somatic computers, our hardwares, that will create patterns of behavior that may not be desirable later on in life, to the point it could be disease, right? So, you know, so early childhood Udin moments, the first 7 years, have a serious impact on later life. They're the logic board programs that get installed in our hardware that never shift. They hardly leave us, unless you do very advanced tantric breathwork techniques like what we do. So going back into the darkness, it kind of reminded me of that previous unconsciously, my somatic intelligence, of the womb situation, right? And my fear of the dark and all of that, and the layers of imprint since then. And it made me shit myself, literally. So then I went in the dark, and fear is what autoimmune is. Mostly fear manifests as disease. A lot of people's autoimmune conditions is fear manifests as disease, unresolved fear. Fear is one of the main emotions that will be triggered by Udin moment, like uncontrolled fear, unresolved fear that has really made a karmic imprint in us. So I then re-imprinted a new perception of the whole, all my whole life, actually, our whole life unraveled. I karmically cleared all these situations. And then with that intense laughter and crazy hallucinations with Wim Hof, it like reformatted my whole concept of fear.
Because I was going to ask that, you know, just for a sec, like, is that something that you consciously did, or was it something that innately happened?
Innately happened. But the process that she led us through got us to that point as well. Because every single Tibetan tantric breathing technique and yogic practice and all the mantras we were singing all gets you to this very psychedelic point of unraveling of your life, you know, where your melatonin is produced at such a high rate, everything starts to unfold. And yeah, and then when I got out of the retreat, I was back to normal. To the astonishment of everybody.
Wow. Yo! Hope you're thoroughly enjoying this moment from a full-length podcast we've got here on The Inspired Evolution. If you are intrigued and so-called, check out the full episode to where you're listening to this podcast now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, What's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us.
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.